Something more cuddly. Yeah. Bigger. Friendlier, maybe. Thank you.
Everyone wants to be the Cadbury Bunny, because only he brings Cadbury cream eggs with their delicious milk chocolate outside and creamy filling.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 17th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English businessman William Adlington Cadbury, born in 1867. He was the third generation of his family in the confectionery business. The Cadbury Company was started by his grandfather. Cadbury is the second largest confectionery brand in the world after Wrigley's. It is internationally headquartered in Uxbridge, West London, and operates in more than 50 countries worldwide. It is famous for its dairy milk chocolate, the cream egg, and the Roses Selection Box, and many other products. One of the best-known English brands, in 2013, the Daily Telegraph named Cadbury among Britain's most successful exports. In 1824, John Cadbury, a Quaker, began selling tea, coffee, and drinking chocolate in Bull Street in Birmingham. From 1831, he moved into the production of a variety of cocoa and drinking chocolates sold mainly to the wealthy because of the high cost of production. In 1847, John Cadbury became a partner with his brother Benjamin, and the company became known as Cadbury Brothers. They opened an office in London, and in 1854 they received the royal warrant as manufacturers of chocolate and cocoa to Queen Victoria herself. The company went into decline in the late 1850s, and John Cadbury's sons, Richard and George, took over the business in 1861. By 1866, Cadbury was profitable again. The brothers had turned the business around by moving the focus from tea and coffee to chocolate alone and by increasing the quality of their products. Their first major breakthrough occurred in 1866 when Richard and George introduced an improved cocoa into Britain. The new cocoa press developed in the Netherlands removed some of the unpalatable cocoa butter from the bean, and the Cadburys capitalized on this new technology, and when they did that, business soared. In 1878, the brothers decided to build a new factory in the countryside 4 miles from Birmingham. The move was unprecedented in British business circles, but it allowed for better transport access of milk shipped by canal and cocoa brought in by rail from London. In 1893, George Cadbury bought 120 acres of land close to the factory and planned, at his own expense, a model village which would alleviate the evils of the cramped living conditions of a factory town for his workers. The estate included 314 cottages and houses set on 330 acres of land. Since the Cadbury family were Quakers, there were no pubs, however. In 1897, following the lead of Swiss companies, Cadbury introduced its own line of milk chocolate bars, and Cadbury became the first chocolatier to promote milk chocolate for a worldwide market. William Cadbury began working for the family business in 1887 when he was 20. In 1921, the now famous Cadbury script logo was introduced based on William Cadbury's own signature. He died in 1957 at age 90, and we're sure that he would be happy to know that his company is going strong, producing 1.2 million Cadbury cream eggs and 5.5 million blocks of Cadbury dairy milk chocolate every single day. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 17th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.